RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only one man cool enough to have regulators as his walk-up song. That man is the governor of Maryland. Mr. Wes Moore joins us now. Gov, Merry Christmas, man. How are you?
Merry Christmas, JP. I'm great, man. I'm great. Merry Christmas to you.
I know you were in Landover yesterday. Did you guys get Christmas morning and then you shot down to the game?
That's exactly right. Yep. So the kids had their Christmas morning, and then we just had to watch a game with a bunch of my cousins. And it was a beautiful day. It was great football weather. And honestly, you know, especially when you consider these are two teams that had nothing to play for. And especially when you consider the fact that the Commanders were starting a third-string quarterback, you know, it was a good game. It was a good game. Fun to watch.
They
pulled it back from the brink, Gov.
Absolutely.
Of it being an awful game at 21-3.
Well, that's true. It was starting to look like a runaway.
It looked bad for a while.
It's a conference game. Yeah. It's a conference game. These are always going to be, by the end of the game, it's always going to be hard fought.
Gov, does your family have any like Christmas traditions? Anything you like to do with the kids every year or anything like that? Like any special food or movies you watch?
Well, you know, it's funny. So the night before, we'll always do some of the initial gift exchange, you know, kind of like amongst the media family and all that kind of stuff. We always do a big dinner on Christmas Eve, but kind of similar to Thanksgiving. Like a lot of our food, like we'll do a lot of Jamaican food. Like, you know, like we had like oxtail and we had like curry chicken and all that kind of stuff for our Thanksgiving Eve dinner. So it's always a lot of good family time. Oh, you know, we watched this movie called Genie, cause we were trying to figure out what's a good, you know, Christmas movie to watch on Christmas Eve. And so it's a movie with like Melissa McCarthy. It was actually kind of cute.
Okay.
It was actually kind of cute.
That's great. We're looking for movies at our house. So maybe we'll check that out.
And maybe y'all can end the debate whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not.
That's not a debate.
Where do you land on that, sir?
I mean, I think it's a Christmas movie, but you know, I'm probably pretty flexible on that.
I think it's a movie based at Christmas, but it's not a Christmas movie. Christmas is not central to the plot.
He was going to see his kid at Christmas. Ho! I have a machine gun now. Ho, ho, ho! Christmas.
One of the great sports talk radio debates of all time.
The new argument on the text thread I'm looking at here is whether or not Rocky V is a Christmas movie when Rocky defeats Drago.
That's
and he's
four.
Training with four. Okay, when he's training in the snow in Siberia.
Yeah. But Siberia is cold from.
I know it is
August to.
Listen,
I don't know.
I'll show you the text. I'm reading this morning going, oh my God.
Before we go too far down the Rocky IV rabbit hole.
While we're asking questions, Governor, I can't understand where the meat is on an ox tail. It looks like that thing is very thin. Where's the meat on the tail?
I gotta tell you, man, like you gotta see the ox tails. that we have, I mean, you don't have to work hard to get a whole lot of meat. Okay. And so maybe we just got different kind of ox out there. But we got some serious meat on our oxtails, boy.
Gov, I would like to think a man of your position could get the big oxtails. I'm glad.
We get the big oxtails. That's right. We get the big oxtails.
obviously, Washington played yesterday. There were three games yesterday, but it is a packed and important slate in the NFL this weekend. You are over 500 on the year. I believe I got you at 37-33, if that sounds right. I'll confirm that with Carter. I know he's got the spreadsheet and everything.
Yep.
There's a couple of big ones, some Saturday nights, some Sunday nights. Should we start Saturday with your boys? I'm going to let you talk about the Ravens because I imagine you're a little frustrated. Last week, Derrick Henry not being out there late. Ravens are going to Green Bay. Green Bay's already now clinched because Detroit lost. Interesting game. Ravens fighting for their playoff lives.
Yeah, I mean, listen, for the Ravens to make the playoffs, so much needs to happen. Like, it's no longer in our destiny, right? Like, yes, we have to beat Green Bay in Green Bay, and then we have to beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, and then Pittsburgh has to lose to Cleveland. So, I mean, like, it's too much. I think, and one of the biggest problems I'm honestly having is if you look at all the news that was coming out of the Ravens camp this week, none of it is good. Right. Like the whole conversation is, will we trade Lamar to Miami or Vegas? And what's happening with Harbaugh? And what about the play calling where, like you said, you know, you're keeping your horse out of the game when the game is actually on the line in Derrick Henry. So I think mentally something is going on. I think the locker room is having some very real issues right now. And I don't think, and also not to mention the fact that we don't know if we're going to have Lamar.
Yeah.
In Green Bay. So, I mean, unfortunately, I think Green Bay wins. I think Green Bay wins at home. And I think that we can finally, you know, just put this season, put it behind us. It has just not been a good season all the way around. And I think there's a lot of soul searching that we got to do during this offseason, which I think begins. It begins this week.
Looking like Ty Huntley and Malik Willis, but we'll know today after practice because today's the day where the teams will basically say, here's who's going to be in tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Gov, can I ask you,
that's right.
I don't know that you saw this. You're a busy person juggling lots of things. There was a column from Mike Preston in the Baltimore Sun.
Oh, yeah.
That I thought was – Mike Preston, this is not a hot take guy. This is a very – long tenured, respected writer in Baltimore that talked about Lamar's future. And he's like, it's not that Lamar's a bad guy. He's a nice kid, but he gets different rules than the rest of the Ravens. And inherently that kind of creates a divide. Now quarterbacks always operate under their own world, but like scheduling and practicing like that stuff has to be uniform. How much of that have you heard? Have you seen like, where are you in the Baltimore Lamar marriage?
Yeah, I mean, so one, what Mike is saying, I have heard that that there are just some different sets of rules. Now, everybody loves Lamar, right? Everyone thinks that Lamar has just been, you know, again, he is a singular talent.
Absolutely.
In the NFL, not just right now, but I would actually argue that he really is a bit of a singular talent that we've seen in a generation. I mean, you're talking about a guy who won two MVPs by the time he was 25 years old.
Crazy.
You know, a guy who is the absolute threat on, you know, whether he's running, whether he's throwing. I mean, like, he's just something that the NFL had not seen. And he really helped to revolutionize the game. But I think what Mike has talked about is something that has been an open conversation amongst a lot of folks in Baltimore for a while. And the question is when you look at these quarterbacks, whether it is the Mahomes of the world, whether it is the Brady's, whether it is increasingly the conversation around Josh Allen. And again, I'm cautious on Josh Allen because he ain't won a damn thing yet. So I don't put him in the same conversation as the Brady's and the Mahomes. But there's a certain dog that the Mahomes and the Brady's of the world have. There's a certain motor that they have. There's a certain discipline that they have that people have not made the same argument that Lamar has yet. He's a singular talent,
yeah.
But the question is, does he have the same kind of motor and discipline that a Mahomes or that a Brady had when they stepped onto the field. So, you know, again, I'm very cautious on the idea of saying we should just look to offload Lamar. The guy is still incredibly young, incredibly talented, and we've seen this before where you have guys where we become this farm system for another team that then runs our dynasty with our players. But I think it is getting louder and louder that people are concerned about what they're saying from our team right now.
Preston's respected, but he also wrote basically the same column in 2022 on Lamar, and many exactly. Raven fans are saying they wrote something similar about Ray Lewis back even further beyond that. So who knows right. what it, and when I read the complaints, Gov, I was like, so he stays up late, play video games, better that than going out. I don't have a problem.
Right.
He likes to practice later in the day when it's wintertime and it's warmer. I'm like, I don't have a problem with that. The treatment issue, if he's not getting proper treatment from the team at the facility, that would be one that I would lean on. But it may be a lot of things that don't really matter in the end. Can we get to the next game? Let's push it ahead.
Let's do it.
Texans Chargers, your early game tomorrow, as the line is. What's the line, JP?
I'll pull it up. We'll let the Gov answer. I'll get you the info.
Okay, I believe it's Chargers minus a couple at SoFi.
I think that's right. I think this is actually one of the closest lines of the week.
Chargers minus two.
Yep.
It's minus two. Yeah. I mean, it's a very evenly matched game. I think that you're watching two things, right? What you're watching two teams that are hot, which is always important going into the playoffs, and two teams that actually have something to play for. The thing is, I really like what I'm seeing with Justin Herbert right now. And not just because he's my fantasy quarterback. But he's giving me a lot of points on fantasy, so shout out to Justin Herbert. But, I mean, but he's really putting together a very consistent season right now. And I think that you're going to see him step up. He's got to keep those interceptions in check. I mean, like, you know, one thing about him is that he has an absolute gun, but sometimes and almost like, you know, in almost Favre-esque, he can shoot in a lot of different directions, so he's got to keep that under control. But I think the Chargers end up winning this one this weekend.
Once Herbert made the decision that I'm going to start running a lot, and I imagine Harbaugh coached him to that, I think that has been the difference for that offense.
Are his carries up for Herbert? I'd love to look at that. He had a run last week, though, that took my breath away because he was out into the open water and showed no signs of wanting to slide. And I'm like, damn, boy, go.
That's real.
Yeah, Herbert's been fantastic, for sure. And I think that Chargers team is a team nobody's going to want to face in the playoffs because they are just tough. Carries are definitely up. He's at 77.
Okay.
That's the highest of his career. By a 10 spot with two to play?
Yeah, no, they're definitely up. And also, Harbaugh being successful in the pros is the least surprising thing.
Totally.
When he left Michigan, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, he'll do great in L.A. He'll burn out at some point, but he'll be good.
Going chronologically on Sunday, Gov. We'll start Sunday, 1 o'clock. Interesting game because Carolina right now is in the driver's seat in the NFC South, but they got Seattle coming to town. Seahawks going to Charlotte to play the Panthers.
I got to tell you, I mean, I think this is going to be one of the road wins this year. I am really impressed with Seattle. And one of the things that I think about it is that at every position, this Seattle team is just better than the Panthers when you look at just a matchup perspective. But the other thing is that Seattle is just coached really well. And I know that I'm biased on this, but like, shout out to McDonald because I think he is very much and needs to be very much in the coach of the year conversation. You know, we knew what a talent we had with him in Baltimore as a defensive talent, right? And frankly, I think you're actually seeing some of the consequences of losing him when you're looking at the defensive side of the Ravens right now.
For sure.
But this dude is a very, very good coach. And when you look at Seattle's roster, they have a good roster. They don't have a great roster, but they're just they're well-conducted team in the way they do their work. So, you know, so I know the Panthers are at home, but I'm actually going to I'm going to take the underdog and the road team on this. I'm going to go with Seattle when they're pulling this off.
You know, what's interesting is I wonder if there will be a Sean McVay Redskins kind of career arc conversation with McDonald in Seattle. If 5 years from now, maybe Harbaugh's retired or whatever happens there, and people are like, man, I wish we had kept McDonald and not let him walk. But my guess is with Mike, he wouldn't have taken John's job. Just like go back in time, the reality is Sean wouldn't have taken Jay Gruden's job. But that's a problem for future us.
That's right. Well, and to that point, I think when he made the decision, to move on to Seattle, which is a great move, professional move for his part,
for sure,
there was no conversation about Harbaugh. I mean, Harbaugh was still sitting there as not just one of the longest tenured, but one of the most effective coaches in the NFL. I think this all the chatter around Harbaugh is a relatively new thing. And I think, you know, and McDonald couldn't have predicted that a couple of years ago when he made the move to go to Seattle.
Totally. All right, now we got two heavy hitters to close out Sunday. The 4:30 national game is going to be Philly going to Buffalo. Eagles, Bills. Now, both teams have clinched the playoffs, but I got a feeling nobody's taking this game off. This is a big one.
Yeah, this is a big one, too, because also, so here's the thing. I think that Philly needs this game more, because Philly is still not playing great football. And you're talking about a team that, yes, they're going to be in the playoffs, but I don't think anyone is saying that Philly is walking into the playoffs in a strong position. And so I think Philly needs the game more. I think the idea of them going into Buffalo and beating Buffalo when you have two teams that, to your point, are not taking the year off, is still a very tall task. I think you have Josh Allen, who's still – you know, even though the team's already made the playoffs, everyone's still fighting for positioning, and Josh Allen is still fighting to try to, you know, do what he can do to stay in an MVP conversation and try to be a two-time MVP, which, of course, he wants. And so I just don't see the Bills losing at home to this Eagles team. They're just not – the Eagles team are just not a great team right now, and I don't see them going on the road and beating the Bills in Buffalo.
I'm with you there. That Philly offense just has too many questions for me. Another big one, these are teams fighting for the one seed in the NFC. Bears going to Santa Clara to take on the 49ers. This is the Sunday night game.
Yeah, so first, even before we give a prediction, let's unpack is what you just said, right? Two teams that are fighting for first place in the, you know, over in the division, and two of the best teams in the NFC, the Bears and the Niners.
Right.
That's the thing about the NFL, is that when people put these predictions for next year at the end of 1 year and say, like, well, I think this team is, like, who knows? Because that's not the way the NFL works. The fact that the Bears and the Niners are now essentially fighting for slots, who are some of the best teams in the NFC, is just mind-boggling right now. And so I think that Chicago is going to come back with a win on this, and I know Vegas has the Niners up. I don't think home field advantage matters as much in this game. And I do think that the Niners, while they have won, you know, five in a row, but the thing about it, and I think that's why Vegas has them winning, but if you look back at the teams they have beaten, right, they've beaten the Colts with Phillip Rivers. They beat the Titans, which is like a Division II football team. They beat the Browns.
Right.
I mean, I don't look at the roster of teams that they've beaten and think that gives me a whole lot of confidence in how you're playing. Versus the Bears, they've beaten folks like the Packers and the Eagles.
Right.
And I think you're watching Caleb really play. And shout out to, you know, Maryland and Caleb Williams. But I think you're seeing that he's a guy who's actually starting to really feel comfortable, under center for the Bears. So I think the Bears pull this one off. I know it's a Vegas upset, but I think the Bears pull it off.
All right, Gov, I got you at Packers, Chargers, Seahawks, Bills, Bears.
There you go. Lock it in.
Oxtails, rich, highly flavorful cross cuts of beef or veal, deep, rich flavor and tender, sticky texture, stewer, braise, and low moist heat. I now know that oxtail is a thicker thing. It's got bone all the way down to the little tassel at the end. So there is a lot of meat on an oxtail.
There is. But you're right. You got to cook it. It's going to be just low and slow. That's how you got to cook
oxtail. There you go.
Low and slow.
Low and slow.
Gov, thank you for making time. You getting a little time off? Maybe a warm weather destination for you and the fam?
No, I mean, listen, I'm just hoping that we can break 40. That'll be warm weather for me.
Me and you both. Well, thank you very much for the time, sir. We always appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, man.
Merry Christmas. God bless y'all.
All right. That's the great Maryland Governor Wes Moore making his picks for the week. He's plus four on the year, 37 and 33. He's going Packers, Chargers, Seahawks, Bills, Bears. I like those picks. Phone lines open now. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's the more suggestive yet not direct drug song? This or Suggestion. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Oh, okay. It can't be direct, though. It's got to be like a sly reference.
Yeah,
a
I mean, because there's like very direct drug
yes,
songs.
Yes, of course.
This one.
And then I got high. Yeah. And then I got high.
Night Train.
It's definitely Candy by Cameo.
Oh.
The most direct is You Got to Cut It, that song. who's that guy, Jeff? Can you play that for me?
OT Genesis.
Yeah, OT Genesis. We know what you're cutting, pal. We know exactly what's going on. Although, Master P, back in my No Limit days, had a song called Make Crack Like This. So he really wasn't hiding much.
What about Coco?
Yeah, there's drug songs. That's why I was saying Mary Jane
Make
is at least
crack
suggestive.
Like this.
Yeah.
That's a song.
I mean, Biggie had 10 crack commandments. Like, there's a lot of them that are not subtle. But,
yeah.
All right. Thank you to Maryland Governor Wes Moore for joining us. If you missed any of that, get on the Odyssey app or find it on YouTube, wherever you get us, we're there. Zay, the ball game yesterday. And really where
I have a few notes, not many.
Hit me.
Okay. So like I said, how do you make sense of a disfigured end of season game with chunks of pieces that would otherwise matter out of the game and with no motivation on either side? Other than just the motivation of we're professionals, we don't want to look stupid. I felt like watching the game at times, I'm like, this has a real, are you even trying, bro, vibe to it. Like CeeDee Lamb.
Very much early.
CeeDee Lamb didn't even jump for a ball in the end zone. Like, didn't even jump. When you spend your entire fall and early winter on the couch watching multiple games at once, your whole damn life, because you're a degenerate, like we all are.
Sure.
You get very good pattern recognition. And so when things don't fit patterns, they stick out to you. So on that play in the end zone, I'm like, what the hell was even that? You probably weren't going to catch it. But every week in this league, JP, we see guys catch balls that they have no business catching and getting feet down when they have no business getting them down. So the effort level, also when both teams are breaking off big runs with seeming ease, that kind of tells me the effort level in the trenches is not necessarily what it normally is. So you can't draw any conclusions. You can say good for Josh Johnson that he was serviceable, 15 to 23, 198 yards, no touchdowns, no picks, though. They got after Dak Prescott, but then again, how much was he into the game?
Dak had some misses.
He had some definite misses, like, for
wow,
sure.
That is not Dak, who's a very accurate passer.
And so at least they fought back to not get humiliated. That, to me, was the overall best part about it, is they have the pride to not get embarrassed. The Lions yesterday quit. They quit because they were still emotionally hurt by the way they lost the game last week. Their season was still very much alive. The fact that they will have to live with Max Brosmer throwing for 3 net yards, meaning passing minus sacks. He was 9 for 16 for 51 yards. How do you throw for 51, JP? It's a miracle. It's a miracle. That they lost to that guy is going to be a for life stain on their own ability to get over it, because they couldn't get over last week. And that, to me, is something at least the Commanders didn't do. And down 21-3, they got off the mat and they punched. And that was great. But the larger picture, because we're going to quickly spin into next year here with one more week remaining, and this is something that Doc Walker said. He said, look, how are you going to make sure, if you're Adam Peters, that it doesn't happen again next year? And I thought that was a great question, because the notion is, well, 4-12, maybe 4-13 by next week, who knows? It's just a cursed year with injuries all over the place, and next year will be better because we won't be as injured. Never assume that. Like, the one thing the Snyder era taught me, sadly, was never assume you're at rock bottom, JP.
Sure.
It could get worse, I should say. And so the ways, to me, that you mitigate injuries, because every team has a ton of injuries, the Niners this year have a ton of injuries, 3 basic ways that I usually see it. One is depth and youth on your depth chart, which the Commanders don't have very much of.
No.
They've got a few spots, but not as much green grass coming through as I'd like to see. The second way to mitigate injuries is very creative game planning. Shanny Jr. is great at that in San Francisco. And the third way to mitigate injuries is simply culture. The culture of, we're not going to lay down and be bitches just because the season's gone off the rails. The Chiefs still have a pretty good culture because they fought their ass off against Denver, a rival, yesterday. So the takeaway from the game is you can't read too much into it, because Commanders had 8 guys on IR, 3 guys, Daniels, Tunsil, Payne, who are unavailable. Rodriguez was a late scratch. There's making no sense of it.
Right.
But overall, at least they didn't quit, and there's that.
So to that point, I don't know that I've ever shared this with you. They did not quit yesterday, and that's a testament to the players they put together, and I would argue the way Dan Quinn runs his building.
Yeah.
They're a collection of dudes that will fight till the last bell. They might not be good enough, and then you add the injuries. You're 4-12 for a reason. But you said something interesting there, where – the best coaches can scheme their way up. I mean, think about Kevin O'Connell yesterday scheming it up with Brosmer. It was terrible, but they did enough, right?
Yes, and they then did.
That the Addison play at the end, like, it was just enough, and you got the ball to a playmaker, right?
When they needed it, yes.
My theory with NFL coaches, there are 3 pods from which you become an NFL head coach. You are a strategy person. You are a schematic genius, right? Kyle Shanahan fits into that, 100%.
Right. Ben Johnson, Liam Cohen, these are your X and O gurus.
Absolutely. The second pod is you're the culture guy. You're the locker room guy. You're
leader
the people guy.
Of men.
Leader of men. Unfortunately, there is a third pod that we experienced for far too long. There is the ownership management stooge. Oh. There is the guy that takes the job because there's only 32 of them, and I know I'm going to get yanked around because this isn't a good organization, but I want the job anyway. Okay?
Does Shoddy Jr. fit into that category?
Probably.
Except he's kind of exceeded expectations.
Sure, but eventually that stuff will all come around. Aaron Glenn seems like an A1 type dude. You're not going to be able to win there. Like, that's just what it is.
I think there's some guys that get hired because they look good and sound good at the podium.
Wear a nice visor. Yeah, totally.
Or are trim.
I think Mike Kafka wanted to do that. He was cosplaying as an NFL head coach for the Hard Knocks cameras to get another chance, right? Now, I think it's pretty obvious Dan Quinn is in the leader of men category. Kyle Shanahan, Liam Cohen, to your point, you got plenty of guys in that strategy category. The Hall of Famers, Joe Gibbs, Sean McVay, Andy Reid, or both. When you could be the culture guy and the strategy guy, that's when you're Bill Walsh.
Yeah. Now I think Shanny Jr. has grown into that. Out there in San Francisco,
he has grown awfully close to it.
Yeah,
like people I know close with the Niners organization, the young man we saw here as OC who was petulant, he was brilliant but petulant.
Yes,
he ain't that anymore. And some of that's just growing up in life, right?
He
was 29 versus 42.
Look how he navigated the whole Aiyuk situation. He didn't take it personally, and even now when asked, like, "Well, why is he not here?" and he's like, "Well, we haven't seen him in months." Why'd you go after his bonus? Well, he wasn't showing up. But it was never like angry. It was never like he's making me look bad. It was just matter of fact.
Right.
I thought it was brilliant by Kyle.
One thing I find interesting is people like to talk about Kyle as this great coach. And he is. But they talk about Kyle more than they talk about Sean. And to me, it's not close. One has the ring.
Right.
One's been to two.
Right.
I guess they've both been to two. But... like, I know both of those people, and I get to make that choice. It's 100 out of 100, McVay. 100 out of 100.
Right. The toughest thing is, though, you had Jaquiski Tartt with a belly ball that would have ended the Rams that year, and he dropped it.
Sure.
I mean, that was a hell of a game.
Wasn't the first Super Bowl run when they had the outrageous pass interference in the Superdome?
Yes, that was the Saints. Yes.
But they got thumped by the Pats, but still.
Right.
And regardless, we're getting off track there.
They're both good, but yes, I think McVay plus one on Shanny Jr.
One player I wanted to highlight yesterday, because he probably won't get highlighted. I thought Josh Johnson was pretty good. Yes. You're the third string quarterback, and you know what is the top of my Josh Johnson credit list? No turnovers.
Yeah.
Turnovers kill you. You're down 21-3. If he throws a pick there, you're cooked. Good night. Right. He didn't turn the ball over once. I thought he was pretty accurate with his passes. He does not have a lot of touch. Josh Johnson throws fastballs.
Yeah.
And I think you saw that at times. But I thought it was a pretty damn good performance for Josh Johnson.
For a QB3 or maybe a QB4, I'm not even sure what outer reaches of the solar system he orbits in, he is reliably non-awful. And that's why he's been on 14 teams. You want somebody who can at least get the operation up and running.
Yeah.
That's the biggest fear for most coaches. I think both the Chiefs and the Vikings yesterday operated on the razor edge of you're almost non-functional. Hell, Brosmer on one play yesterday had the ball just come out of his hands while going back to throw it. They thought it had been knocked out of his hands. They're like, nope, it just fell out of his hands. Indoors, JP, in a dome with no weather whatsoever. The kind of thing you don't see any actual NFL quarterbacks do. So Aludekun and Brosmer are so not NFL caliber quarterbacks, but they had to play yesterday.
Right.
And one team actually found a way to win, the Vikings. The Chiefs came damn close.
Playing the best of the three teams involved on the day.
And by the way, by the time you were home after your very long day, I don't know if you saw it or not, but the ending and the exit by Kelce for what might be his last home game was pretty cool. Pretty special.
Deserved.
There was a vibe in the stadium, and there was an emotion level from him that was unique. And the other thing that's interesting is that T-Swift is hanging in the back of the luxury suite.
I don't think she, when you're that, like, her fame is so beyond reproach that I think she's happy to defer.
Well, here's the thing. She used to be much more in front. Now she's laying back. And there's theories as to why that is, including that there might be a baby on the way already. They're not even going to get married until June of next year, so who knows what's going to happen. But he's had a phenomenal career, and this probably was his last game at home.
Zabe reading the dark web on T. Swift.
Listen, man, if you're not getting into the rumors, come on now. It's juicy.
That's the first I've heard of it. I kind of thought when she was front and center, was at the Super Bowl giving him kisses, right? Like, I saw her at the AFC title game in Baltimore run up. They also won and were going to the Super Bowl.
The Chiefs were winning, but B, she had a tour still active.
You got all the theories.
It's not a theory.
That's true. That's a fact, I suppose.
And listen, I'm not against any of it, but the thought crossed my mind of, okay, if this was Kelce's last home game, will Taylor Swift ever set foot in Arrowhead Stadium again?
Jersey retirement night, maybe?
There you go. Probably.
Some numbers I want to run through from yesterday's loss to the Cowboys. Some legitimately shocking numbers. Phone lines at noon. Nobody go anywhere.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
F cut it.
Commas.
I think it's the number of commas in your bank account.
Yeah, I think I figured that one out. I mean, I'm pretty square, JP, but I kind of sussed that one out right there. Selling drugs is still lucrative, isn't it?
I believe it is.
Yeah, illegal drugs. Okay.
Legal, too. Hell. I think the richest people in the world are selling Ozempic.
yes, for sure.
Zabe.
Yes.
You watched a lot of football. We were talking about
too much football.
The seasons when we turned 10 years old, what the Redskins did in those years.
Yes.
That's a long time ago for both of us, right?
We talked about our first, because I was asking you, what's the first game you can remember? And usually I've found with my friends that the typical age of first remembrance is 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah. So the 91 Super Bowl, I turned 10 during that run. So I remember every play, every game. The first game I remember was earlier than that, but kind of just like snippets of watching it or it being on. You know what I mean? But all the football we've watched, Some of these stats yesterday. The fact that Dallas ran 87 offensive plays.
Yes, out TOP'd the Commanders by 17 minutes. 87 40, to 41.
38-44 to 21-16. Washington got more than doubled up in offensive plays run.
Yes.
That's astonishing.
Crazy. Yes. How about the 6-for-6 on fourth down?
And the over on the other side.
Yes. I'm going to look up record for fourth down conversions because I think you're pressing into near record territory. There are the NFL that I grew up on, teams didn't go for fourth down
sure.
six times in a year, much less in one game.
And especially in the first half, when Dallas did have a fourth down, there was zero hesitation. You know how sometimes in those fourth down moments, you see the coach looking around, talking right. to the special teams coach, like, oh, is the punt team ready, whatever. Zero hesitation. Offense stayed on the field the entire time.
According to AI, 6 is tied for the record. The Chargers converted 6 in January of 2022. So that's an amazingly high number right
there.
Well,
that was when it was Staley going for it constantly. I bet they attempted 10.
Do you know what the record is for the biggest bagel in conversions? Commanders went 0 for how many yesterday?
0 for 0. They didn't try
it. They didn't try one.
Which is part of my
part of your point. Yeah, okay. So the record for least conversions is the Lions going 0 for 6 in 2022. So
Is that Campbell's first year?
I don't think that was his first, but it was definitely early peak Campbell when he started to go for it all the time. You know, the whole go for it thing, and I have this discussion, argument with people all the time. I'm not anti-numbers. I'm not anti-believing in math. But remember, games are episodic events. They have a start and a finish, and there's consequences for how the episode ends.
Sure.
Win or a loss. The numbers say go for it, are aggregated over a longer run of opportunities that span multiple games into the future.
Sure.
You live and die every 60 minutes. So that has to be considered when you're thinking, do we go for it?
That's a great point. I think there's so much of that. And I think similar to the discussion on the second half sequence that drove me crazy, when they kept running it to the left side, even though Coleman came out, what the analytics never take into account is, for instance, yesterday, if Chris Rodriguez was sick enough that they had to scratch him on the day he was voted captain and his family was there, if he was that sick, these guys spend a lot of time together.
Who else was sick? Who else was a little bit under the weather but didn't want to tell the coaches because they want the opportunity?
And that would never show up on the analytics.
No.
Hey, all three tight ends are battling the flu. That's going to impact my play sheet on fourth down, but the analytics just say go, so you go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there are millions of those contextual
right.
factors that are lost when you just try to look at numbers.
Right. The analytics in baseball are different because you've got a big pile of numbers, and generally speaking, it's an individual pitcher versus batter situation. There's way too many variables in the NFL to just go by the analytics. There has to be a sprinkling of, okay, does this or does this not make sense? One last fun fact on fourth down conversions. What do you think the record is for the longest fourth down conversion? Fourth and what? The guy who did it is a former 5-minute Redskin, Rob Johnson, who Spurrier had here and then cut because he didn't know the playbook. Rob Johnson for the Bills converted a fourth and 13. Take a guess. 13?
Yeah.
Fourth and 34.
So here's my problem with that. Do we know if they made a play?
Let me look at the YouTube video. There's a link to the YouTube video.
So did they make a play or was it a penalty? Because to me, you shouldn't hold that record if there's a pass interference call.
Oh, that's a great point. A true conversion, not a penalty by a conversion by penalty.
Yes.
Yeah, that's this is funny. Somebody put a TikTok of the longest third and whatevers, and they look completely fake. Third and 48, third and 50, third and 37.
That's crazy.
I love those, by the way. When a team just starts false starting, personal fouling, and they're going back.
Dallas had one yesterday that I asked David Aldridge, who was sitting next to me. They got a personal foul after the play on a play that gave them a first down. So they moved them back 15, but it wasn't first and 25. It was still first and 10.
I know. That doesn't seem right, does it?
I get that it's a dead ball, but it doesn't make sense to only penalize the field position and not the sequence.
Agreed.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
People have been asking me this. This Commanders team is 4-12. There are going to be hard questions. It's hard questions time. I said this to B. Mitch. I'm curious what you agree. Eventually, we're going to get to this presser, and it's going to be DQ, AP, and Harris, right? Presumably. The first question is to Harris. It's how confident are you in those two to fix this? Because a year ago, all the confidence in the world.
Yeah.
This year, there's confidence questions. And I don't think anybody's getting fired. Anybody with a corner office, I don't think anybody's going anywhere.
No.
So what are the fixes? You're 4-12. Like, what are your pieces? What are you going to point to? Maybe yesterday you got enough from Bill to point to something. Maybe you got enough from Senate to point to something. There are split feelings on Johnny Newton's play yesterday.
Yeah, yes, there are. Linnell's not so enthralled about it, but Grant is.
Right.
So tune in today.
Let those two scream at each other.
Tune in today at 2:00 and hear them go at it.
When we come back, I've said this for some time.
That's a great question. I have a modifier before you get to the great question about how do you fix it.
Give me your modifier when we return. Phone lines are open. I'm actually taking the calls, I promise. 800-636-1067.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.